And it originated in the Paras Laha Shvite. We say either it originated in the Paras Laha Shvite, either it originated in the Paras Laha Shvite, and or they came as a result of the food that the Bahim took in, food of Eshet, and then it dropped into the Keres. So that's why the Teloim are there. So then those Teloim are certainly awesome, because those Teloim are Teloim that are already perished, and Mileila, they are certainly awesome. So why does the Gros say I'm Sefer Gimel Samar Zayin Beis? So I think that the Pshat in the Gros is just the reverse. He wants to tell us we shouldn't make the mistake that since Ramo says the Loim Shemitzu Vikeres Kosher, Dimnateres and David, we are being more clear, so that in other words, that not only the behemoth in its entirety is not flavor, but we can eat the behemoth without bringing out, without removing the Teloim. So he says, Ayin Sefer Gimel Samar Zayin Beis. So there it's mentioned, even in connection with the fruit and vegetable, that if the Teloim developed inside the fruit before they were harvested, that means while they were alive, because a vegetable, before it's harvested, has life in it, vegetative life. So then it comes with this Teloim, certainly in regard to Teloim that developed in the evil inside of the Heimo, while before Shchite, while the Heim is alive, so that of course comes with this Teloim. So the Gros says, I said the Gimel Samar Zayin Beis, in order to advise us that what Rabbo says here is only that the behemoth in its entirety is kshero, not that you can eat it like this. Of course, the Teloim are also. Alright. Bosor achim pesrei bakeres. Vu amokim min habeten shi kore yitzi akeres. Im nikro bosor ze treipo aval fi shelo yigia kerazeli keres achim yikrei Elokim shenikra reim, Elokim shenikra reim, uvi abosor hazeh, oi nita lo istreifo. Now, that's the Gemara. Now, because, you see, there is a machlekes in Gemara. We went over it yesterday. The Gemara is Afnunam Beis. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Hanine and Rabbi Baradon. What the Bosar Afnim is. So Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Hanine says, Kol HaKeres Kulei Zui Keres Afnim. Vizeu keres achitzin bosar achim bezreiva keres. And Rabbi Barabune says that the keres apnimi is mefrat. Hich el parat tapach. What does it mean? The interior half of the stomach. And the rest is the keres achitzin. The keres achitzin. So, and the Torah says that there are two days. There are two days. So the Mechaber paskins like a base of Hanin. Bosor achim bezreiv akeres. V'yu amokim in abotem. She nikro yeitzi akeres. Im nikra bosor ze treiv. Av al pi shalo yigi akera ze li keres. Ache nireis. Elokim she nikra reiv uve abosor hazeh. Oy nita al treiv. So in other words, like Rabbi Yisrael Barab Hanine, that Keres Achitzein, that's the peritoneum. V'chamo shir ha-kera hazeh, b'orkei erech tefach. V'moyso behim oktano v'nikhoro, erech ha-bosor achives, ha-keres ha-popi she'in be'erech, ha-kera tefach treifo. Hoyo v'nikhoro bo. So in one of two ways, if the shir of the kera, is a tefach, even though it doesn't involve the rain, the Haboso, so then it's prayer. And suppose it's Nikra Hubo, even though it's, let's say, it's a Behim of Tamar, and even though it's less than a Tefa, so it's also prayer. In Midra Haboso, Razevi Yigo, Yera, in the Yesa, 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 the Yesa. Now, here starts the Sifri, but not so simple. Macha chenimtso b'cholo akeino yakeres dine ke macha chenimtso b'isakeises. Ha'emses b'isakeises bukim zebazek. V'nikvo b'mkei chiburon and in place of juncture, apilo ha'netek mifuresh b'zebazek sheyo. Because it's a place of juncture, so one protects the other. V'im ha'netek b'shot zodi, napin the chenim bukim yachat, with not in the place of juncture, im hametek mi foolish neivel neivel treifo vilav ksheiro. Now we saw yesterday, that's in the Gemara, that so Tosfos discussed it. Rashi Shita is that when do we say that it's not treifo? If the maha, the needle, sticks on its adecho, so it's not treifo, that's only in the Sakeitzis. Because the Bisakins is a double membrane. So the melee, if it doesn't stick, Mishnei Abori, so then it's not prayful. Mashaikin Hem says it has a single membrane, not a double daven, so then even it's adechot, we have to be chenshesh, that actually it peers through Mein Malaybia, but then it was pushed out. So, this is Rashi. However, Rav Netam is here. So, how is Mechaba possible like Rav Netam? Like most Rishayim, not like Rashi. So he says, Hence, Subay Zaki is looking at this. We not from Mokim Chapurna, but I can put it on the Kshiro. We manake the shows that you should look in Yaha. Whether it's in the Pesachinses or in the Hemses. We manake the foolish neighbor, neighbor, pray for. We want Kshiro. Bring the Hemses, bring the Pesachinses. Not like Rashi. So then Ramos says, the Yeshe is in the Tzraji Shikha. The Yeshe is in the Hemses, after you know that you can be the Ochenoi, in one of the Mokim Hepse, Mehubo, Sheoz, Sheoz, Yeish, Lisme, Hamachere. Now it has to be pointed out, the Ochashur can point it out. According to Rashi, that by Hemses, that has a single membrane, so even if it's not tohu, meiva leiva, so we have to be cheshish, maybe it did pierce through meiva leiva, and then it was pushed out, but only by the sakitzes, where it has a double membrane. Now let's say, this is one membrane that represents a double membrane. So suppose Misakinses, so only Misakinses is a double membrane. So if it doesn't pierce through the evil aid there, so then it's not going to be the Rishis. There is Rishis. So the Melech or Hashukhan points out, the same thing would be true according to Rashi and the Misakinses also. It's a double membrane. So this is one membrane, and this is the other membrane. But suppose it pierces through all the way through here, up to, but it pierces through part of the other membrane also. So there, according to Rashi, even the Sakeises, even though it doesn't pierce through the other membrane completely, but since it started to pierce through the other membrane, so just as in the case of Hemses, where it has only one membrane, so even though it doesn't pierce through, navel in there. We have the Rishish maybe did pierce through, but Bhagavad Gita says, since it has a double membrane, so we don't have to be Rishish, so we don't have to be Rishish, let's say, if it's a bit acacious, and we have a double membrane, and it only pierced through one membrane, and it didn't start piercing through the other membrane, so we don't have to be Rishish. But suppose it started to pierce through the other membrane, but it didn't pierce through completely, let's say, it started to pierce through. This is one membrane, and it pierces through here and here, up to here. But it doesn't pierce through the whole thickness of the other membrane. So then, it shouldn't be any less lenient than in the case of Hemsis, where it started to pierce through and didn't pierce through completely. So we have to be Rishish. So when does Rashi say, so according to Rashi, when do we say in regard to these cases that if it doesn't pierce through the inner layer, so then we don't have Rishish. If the second membrane hasn't even been touched, but if the needle started to pierce through, sticks through part of the thickness of the second membrane, then according to Rashi we have to be Rishish. Alright. So the Machada Paskins is not Rishish for Shittes Rashi, but the Ramo is Rishish for Shittes Rashi. The Ochenoi, in Moi Bimok, in Ephraim Rube, Shoz Yesh Nisne Hamachshe. In Nimzo Beachot Mehem Tchuba Macha, Oy Keis, Veloi Nikav Meiva Leiva. So it's only Meiva Rechot. So that's the story of Rebbe. What did Rebbe do when a Machat was presented to him? A machat was presented to him, and there were only mevarechot, so he turned it over, and then he noticed, he pulled it out. So, he means, so beachot mehem tchubo machat, we came in Yitzvah Yika, mevarechot, hei p'chinei seyu beit, k'nei seyu b'achot, he means, so all of kule dam, v'yodua, shen yikav kule yutreife, v'inua v'ksheiro, now we pointed out, that there is an apparent still a new day in that price. Tun rabon mach hat nimmt du ja kimme da von cheo mich ne ist doch in treif nimmt so ko da mi du as de schrift wo nimmt so ko da mi so as so die kashi is how can we visualize the difference between a rach und ich ja wollen mal schau if it's when nimmt so ko da so then in the case of schnell ja wollen so and if it's nicht ko da so we see from the story of Rebbe that it may rach is right so the atushi one is the Bais Yosef and the Darkeneshe say in the Rambam that Eivachaname Minastam there is a difference between Meivarechot and Shleavot. Meivarechot we don't have to be baby. And we don't have to look, we don't have to inspect. But Mishleavot we have to inspect. That's the Bais Yosef's shot in the Rambam, Darkeneshe chapter. But most Rishonim they agree with the Mordechai Bishim Rabiot. That in other words, that we have to be baby to be a star, even when it's nitzotochu mevarech. Now, but the nakamina is, if it is mevarechot, so then we still have to be baby. But if we are baby, and we notice a kuradami bachutz, a clotted drop of blood, mibachutz, mamish opposite the point of the needle, Mibachutz, so then it's Reifo. But if we don't find Mibachutz, we find within, or we find Mibachutz, but not mamish opposite the point of the needle, but in sideways, in the periphery of the point of the needle, so then it's Sheol. But we have to be Beidik. We have to be Beidik. How does the Mechaba pass through? Even though the Mechaba, he is the Bais Yosef, and he says that according to the Rambam, we don't mean a stam when it's mitzvah yivarechot, so we don't have to make any dike, but if we do make it dike, as remedy, and we find the Koradam, then it's osea, but that is the sheet of the Rambam, the Bais Yosef himself says, but he doesn't pass through like the sheet of the Rambam. So he says, "In mitzvah be'achad mon tchuba machad, or he came to a nikav min aleiver, hefkin is a beikin is in bachut, u beikin is in bachut." He doesn't say, "In boda ke is in bachut, limot so kuradam." So therefore, no, he is mechuyev to be beikin. In other words, not like the Shittes Rambam. In mitzvah of kuradam, the yodua shenikav kore yutreife, v'ilav kshero. V'kshero. Afilu lo nisha rakmiat nirachitzin shalom nikav. ויהו שלא ימולכם ולא ידיחם ואפילו ריבר עוד שלהם לצד חוץ. Without food. So he says, when do we say that it's kshayor? When do we say that it's kshayor? So that is if loy molchei veloy itichei, then it's kshayor. But if it's molchei or itichei, so then if it's loy molchei veloy itichei, so then there is a raya brura, there is conclusive proof that whatever happened lacha shchita, not before shchita. Because if it had happened like before shchita, there should be a mark of doubt. There should be a mark of doubt. So there should be a mark of doubt. And if we don't see a mark of doubt, so it's a raya that nothing happened before shchita. So when do we have that raya in vloy molchei vloy yedichei? So then there was nothing that could have washed off the mark of doubt. Masha'inkin, if it's molchei or yedichei, so then there is no raya that it happened b'chashkite, maybe it happened b'voshkite. If it happened b'voshkite, so there was meaning. In the Rambam there was meaning. Why don't we see mark of doubt? Because it was washed off, or the salting, do it out. But the question is this. Now, so we see that the Chaver is so machmir. Not only is he machmir against the Shitas HaRambam, the Chaver himself, the Beis Yosef, he says that the Rambam Shita is that where it's made by Rechot, then we don't even have to make it dig. Nothing, we don't have to worry, you can take it for granted. That there was no necket. There was no next. So he doesn't pass for the Shitas HaRambam. But who he doesn't pass for Shitas HaRambam? So that means that the Chatchila, we have to be Beinish. But in the case where it's Mokhei V'Yidichei, and he was Beinish, and he didn't find any Kuradam, but it's Mokhei V'Yidichei, why should it be traitor? Why should we pray for? The Rambam Shita is that we don't even have to bother to make it bigger, because we can take it for granted there was no record. Alright, so those are Shem Achim. But in the case where he did make it bigger and didn't find any mark, any sign of blood, nothing, but it was a Yichet, it was already rinsed. So Mele, if it was already rinsed, we do not have conclusive proof that it took place Lacha Shvite. But why should we be chayit changed? It's a derived, and I mean, he was bathing, it's more than a derived, and he didn't find, but the fact that he doesn't find a sign of blood is not conclusive proof that it happened lacha shvite. But since it's only found in the record, why should we be chayit changed? So in other words, that's the shite of the Rashbo in the Chumash, very samachot. So the shite of the Rashbo, the Rashbo is the biggest mach, and the Mechaber passes like the Rashbo. In other words, the Rambam Shita is at one pole, and the Rashbo Shita is at the other pole. In other words, the Rambam is the biggest maker, because the Rambam Shita, the way that the Yosef himself explained the Shita, so he is the biggest maker. According to the Rambam, so if the needle was found sticking on the neighbor record, so we don't even have to make it bigger. If we did make it bigger and we found blood, mibachutz mamesh, and the point mibachutz, so then it's a raya that there was a record. But lastam, until there is evidence that determines conclusively that there was a record, so we don't have to be gracious. Then she says, alright. Then she says, So the Mechaber passes not like the Rambam. He passes like the Rabbio and the other Rishayim, which is the sheet of most Rishayim, that even when it's Nitzotochot Meivarechot, so we still have to be Cheshish. And the difference between Tochot Meivarechot and Tochot Mishnei Avorim is in regard to the case where the mark of blood was found inside, not outside, or let's say the outside, but not on the point of the needle, but sideways, on the side. But the Chola Poches, so the Mechaber should say that he has to be Beidik, but if he was Beidik, and it's Mitzotoch of Mivarecho, and he didn't find any mark of blood, so then it should be kosher, even though it was washed up already, even though it was already Huda B'mayim. That's what he should say. He doesn't say. V'hu shaloi mochei, v'loi yidichei, v'hulei mof shaloi mitzatchutz. But the implication being that if it was yidichei, even though he made the beacon, he didn't find any blood, but in view of the fact that he made the beacon after Hadoche was made in that area of the behemoth, so in Mele, there is no riot that there was no neke. If there is no riot that there is no neke, so it's still faithful. Misaf. Who she thinks that? That's the shita of the Rashbo. In Chuvah Reisamachosh. But all the other Shemi Machirish, not that they agree with Shinas Rambam, but they hold that they don't agree with Shinas Rambam, so the Chathir we have to make it Dike. And if the Dike shows that there is a drop of blood, so then it's a high frame. If the Dike shows there is no drop of blood, even though the fact that there is no mark of blood is no conclusive proof, it's still good us, as long as it needs some Ibrahim. This is what Rambam says. The Yesh Makir, in other words, not like the Shita of the Rashba. The Yesh Makir, the Hatir, in Lenikav, Meiva, Meiva, the Yehudach, the Nuba, Oy Sheneva, the Ribodak, the Bachutz, the Mhoyol of Kuradav, the Yesh Nisle Haleye, the Mokim Hepsikon. So in other words, it's remarkable. Usually the Mechaber passes like Rambam. He passed it like Rambam. Here, according to the Mechaber himself, according to the Yosef, the Rambam Shiti, that in the case where it's needs to talk of the Ibrahim, we don't even have to make it big. If he did make it big, a credit, and he found a mark of blood, they call it down, manish on the point with the hoods. So there, it's right. But the Chathira, we don't even have to bother. So here, the Mechaber doesn't follow the Shiti Rambam. So he follows the Shita of the Rabbio and the other Shita. But even those who accept the Shita of the Rabbio, so most of them say that according to the Rabbio, so we have to be Vedic. But there is still a big difference between Nitzom Ivarechot and Nitzom Shnei Avorim. In the case of Nitzom Shnei Avorim, so the fact that he was Vedic, he didn't find the mark of blood, so it's with Heres only if it's Loi Nivlach, Loi Yudach. But in the case of Nivlach, Yudach, so then, even so, if he was Beidik and didn't find the mark of blood, and it's Nivlach, Yudach, so then it's with Heres. But the Mechaber passes like the Rashba, that even when he did make it, he came, didn't find any mark of blood. But if we know that the Bosor was already Nivlach, Yudach, so maybe it couldn't be conclusive proof, so then it's fine. But Amor says, Yish makiru lehater lo yikafei lo leimah, Yehudah kimimah, O yish enela ad moibarach imbachmuts, imoyu lo kukhe gam, Yish nis mechalei mokneshubo. Now, the Mechaber is mamshich. So first, in the first step of Sifei, the Mechaber discussed the case of Nitzo Tohu Meivarech. Now, in the second half, he discusses the case of Nitzotochi Bushneab. Vimobra Mahat Neivra Leivra, Vimotochu Bei, Beiki, they say, in Nitzokuradam, Sobiba Mahat. So you see, we saw the same view in the two. You see, in the case of Nitzomivra Echot, he says, in Nitzo all of Kuradam. But suppose it's not all of, not on the point of the needle, but on the sides. Then it's Ksheiro. Mashein came. Here he says, in Nitzokuradam, Sobiba Machat. doesn't have to be all of mamish on the point. The coach flower, because then it's right even the case of Mitzvah Tochum in the Rechot. Be Yedu HaShekim Shchit, and he got Kurei and Treifo. Be Yilav HaShchit Edochat, Yorov Ha'al Kheiro. Even when more Kheiro lo Yivichi, the Chidu Shahamacha, of course, here, everybody will agree, that's in the case of when more Kheiro lo Yivichi. The Ramo is Chilik and Ramo and the Mechaber, be Mokim Hefzit Merube, in the case of Mitzvah Tochum in the Rechot. Yet, if it's more Kheiro lo Yivichi, but not in the case of Mitzvah Tochum in Shneitzel. Abo the Chidush HaMacha Vidonu Shom Ilo Ova Mechaim O Yadom Zlide Abo Kishein HaMacha Vifoneinu Osea Kishein Kefkulei Afiloim Mekoredam, because then we don't have conclusive proof. So then everybody agrees that if it's Mokhe Yivichei, so the fact that you can't find the Koredam in any place, not between, not the Chutz, not Olof, not Zvivei, so cannot be conclusive proof. Kombo came shetzor b'diki. Ivo ibotku, kigei sheneva, oilokho amachat mishom treike, dahare kiwo yivichay umoche. Yei sheyo imi zmana zed ino yutkin mibdikesi, is lahatru, im nokwa amach, im nikwa amach am shnei zodi. Afi ulo imim zoku redam, ulo chude, ve imo rusein chin, boze al bdiko seino, meachad nikwa am shnei zodi, ve ochenoi. Machat ukei, tsanim zoi, imi hemse, so bisa keise, vichwore, will meet Rabben Klauko, Kosha Becholinian. That's what the Gemara says. That only if it was found impacted, Tochu, in the membrane of the stomach, Mashenkin, if it was just found staying right there, so in many behaviors we find them. Because behaviors, when they graze on pasture, so they swallow many things. So as long as we don't find the Machat impacted, just fine. So then it's mut. Machatu keit, and enjoy them in this case, the whole in the cloud, kosha bachalunia, the enjoy shundi, the yesh makil, the afil, the nika bamachat mitadechot, the enjoy chulibdek mi bachutz, in yesh olo kuredam. Who she takes that in the sheet of the Rambam? I mean, according to the Bess Yosef's explanation. But the Bess Yosef himself, the Mechaber himself, doesn't even mention it. But Ramo does mention. V'yeish makirin dafu v'nika v'machat mitzadechot in tzorich libi, so even the Chathchila in Yonat Nechuye to make it bikin. In tzorich libi in Bachut, in Yitzel of Kuradam, v'yeish lis nechalaye, in muhefzeh merube, v'in efshal yitdeik, in shenim lachol yudach unem. In nimtzol ochludo dino, if you find rust on Indo, so then it has the same aloche as if you found the clotted drop of blood on the point of the knee. In nimtzol ochludo dino, ki nimtzol of koreda, v'chei in nimtzol ochludo mbachut, neged amacha, in nika, mitzad echot reifo, ki in nimtzol shom koreda, because chludo might also be a result of dam. So sometimes, so it becomes rusted as a result of the clotted blood. Alright. Ze shomar mitadech al sheiro. Haye mitifli kilapi orei. Di tzache bechut. Kilapi chol aguf. Afi uloi nikaf kwa. Ewa shenim tzom machat. Bechol aguf treifo. Because that's the aloche. If we find a machat chol aguf. Then we are chetshish. How did the machat get to the chol aguf? The usual way of a machat to get is by swallowing through the veshe, into the stomachs, into the intestines, and there it's very likely that it pierced its way through the membranes of the intestines in the halagu. So maybe if we find the macha in the halagu, so then it's mechish. Macha chenitzeis bikurkem, in the gizah, in the north. Bikurkem nivlaz gubibzor. And the whole macha occupies space in the thickness of the breast, because the thickness is very considerable. So suppose that the macha consumes space in the thickness of the bosom of the kokovon. The nisha kihoti etzba mitzadakis gamitzadakus shaloisa macha uichares the rulika shum neked לא יקרה כלום ולא יקרה חוץ מראה יפצה. Now let's say that the maha is found in practice, in this kokoma. If the kokoma itself has the membranes, the two membranes. So suppose the whole maha sticks, let's say, here, this is the maha. This is the maha. And let's say, and it's impacted, it's sticking in the middle of the kokoma, of the membranes of the kokoma, but there is one, the side, it doesn't pierce through the side of the tzadakis, nor does it pierce through the side of the tzadakus. Now the question is, how did it get stuck that way? Occupying space in the midst of the membranes of the kokoma. It doesn't pierce through this way, the tzadakis, toward the pouch, nor does it pierce through Mitzachos. So the question is, how did it get? It just couldn't get stuck in the middle of the membranes of the kokoma just like that. It must have. So obviously, it stuck through some way. So oh, so he says, Mahachim says the kokoma. Let's say here it sticks, you know, it consumes the mahat, occupies space in the hole in the bulk of the thickness of the membranes of the kokoma, but it doesn't stick through here. It's a keys towards the pouch, and nor does it stick through here. So שלויס אמחתי חלס לא יושב מיקשום יקר לא ניצח מיליטת חוץ תאו לי אוקיי so כי נשאל כל חוץ הוי נקר ביצת החוץ הוי בפנים וניסתם איזה הנקר תאו לי מה שבו מבפנים כי משדעתי לא מבנה ואישה ואיתה מבנה אחרי צדקה של שוי הרי צדקה מסיפופים because it obviously did not miraculously. We don't anticipate missing. Why should there be an S? With the affairs of course, it could just become impacted that way. But why should there be an S of that nature? So, obviously, it became impacted in one of two ways. That way. Either one way is that the dog, the fowl, the bird, swallowed a maha. So it went down to the Beishet like all the food. Then, from the Beishet, it went down into this affected crop. And then from the crop, it threw the Mehayim into the Gezer. And then it started to pull through. So that was here, the Pnim. Here is the Pnim for the Kis. So it pulled through its way, all the way, and it became sticking like that. So it didn't perforate, and then it became sticking like that. So it didn't manage, the Maha didn't manage the Chayo to perforate the other either. It just managed to perforate just one, and then it remained sticking, because the whole Mahat occupied space in the midst of the thickness of the membranes of the kokoma. So then it's nothing. The other way, the other possibility is that this Mahat, when it pierced its way through the membrane of the kokoma and into the halakhu, and then and then again, it pierced its way from the halagu into the membrane of the kokoma. So since it is both that the neket was, that a certain neket took place on one side or on the other side, and it was healed, so the neket, we assume that the root that the Macha took was the ordinary root. In other words, the chicken, the head, let's say, swallowed the Macha, and then that Macha went down, dropped into the main shape, into the esophagus, and then from the esophagus it went into the trap, into the zephek, and then from the zephek through the meayim, so it went into the kovavah, and then it started to push its way through the membranes, and it became stuck in the middle without it managing to pierce through the other membrane, the chutz, to the chalal. The amachat bo b'fnim v'ave kibika mitadeh v'ineinu lo kur adam v'chutz ischosh v'yesh machmirin v'yisri afilu b'chayta v'yesh lochosh l'ivrei im loy b'hefs lochosh koton shemotzo machat tochum b'keres v'yesh yesh l'hachmir v'le'eser alpi imu charim leida u'lechavim b'vormeh. In other words, suppose a cotton tells that he found a machat tochu bikeres, and he says that it wasn't tochu mishniyavo. So like this, a cotton has no money. But in this case, imu chali leita olechavu b'vorne. So the whole shenitza machat is raglai mudomo uchengilu minze baomi. Now, the Shulchan explains it. In other words, here we are dealing with the case where we know that there was a machat. There was a machat in the Kukhla. But the question is, was the machat tohut? Or the machat was just lying? Now, if the machat was tohut, then it's right. If the machat was lying, so the Gemara says, like the Hikmah Bayor, the same thing. In many behaviors, we found a machat tohu in the ayin. As long as it was not unlined in the ayin, as long as it's not impacted in the membranes of the ayin, so it's kosher. So this is what he says. Kotin shemotzo machat tohu bikeres. So he says, the maire shebiika mitzias a machat in tzorch leibis ishlakot, vibaze in sofikla. El da sofiko imoyo tocho bimav. So the mele and the cotton says that it was tocho, so it's awesome. So the elf is straight. Let's say not an elf. Let's say bikeres the behemo. So the behemo is straight. So the behemo is straight. But suppose we don't know anything whether there was a mach. And then the cotton says, he just comes and says, I was in the slaughterhouse, I saw a maha impacted in the keres of the behemoth. So then the cotton has no memories, even if he is a hal, so he still has no memories. He still has no memories. שמוצו מחת תוכו בלעשר על פי בכל שמוצה מחת תגליים בגלל חילדים ובין זה באו אל תמשים הרעש בביצ'ו וסימר יש דאו מכוס הפרם הרובים ביצ'ו וסימר ספו אבל נכחובים שהוא ביסס את ביצוע הסקרה שמרבינו ביום הרוע שמצוסי אינו מצריכם להאמין אינו מצריכם להאמין עד כאן ובאיום לכמו סימן קוף חוב זי סימן קוף חוב זי זאת אומרת, what does what does שכנו הוא עושה עם סימן קוף חוב זי so there is mentioned the halacha that that if there is if let's say an dechot is made reisa neged ches kaseta so then and if it's not the other so he has no halacha even if God dechot can be sown but there are certain limitations So there's a difference between a Decho testifying negative Cheskas Yisrael Heter. So there, it's a Bayim Gimor in Yivomes, and then there's a Machlis Tashemi, as to whether so that he should be. The Gimor in Yivomes has an Abayim. Gimor in Yivomes has an Abayim. Whether the Decho, if it's not the other, is Nemon Lehatiya, negative Cheskas Yisrael. Negative Cheskas Yisrael. Negative Cheskasis. So that means, let's say, suppose an Idechot, suppose someone testifies on his crop of twigs that he took off Tumas Maizves, then it certainly is a Maizves. Because even though the crop of twigs is the Cheskas level, but it's beyond it to take it off. But suppose Ruben says, testifies on Shimon's crop of twigs that was originally terrible. He knows it was terrible. The question is whether Shimon took off Tumas Maizves or not. So, suppose Ruben testifies that Shimon took off Tumas Maizves from his crop, so then it's not the only, because Ruben cannot be Misake Shimon's crop. If Ruben testifies on his own crop that he took off Tumas Maizves, so it's another portion that he's there, because it's the only. So, Yahweh is going to be so. Is there going to be so in the happy even negative Cheskasis? But if Ruben testifies on Shimon's crop, that Shimon was took off to his mother's friends, so it's not the other day. So, even though the Mafis, Mikri Chaveire, so then, and it's a day of the Cheskas devil, so the more has the back. So there's a Mahal, the Akishis, there is a Shimon's regime that he provides a violation. So it is soft. And then there are some machine who say that it's Nifshat, that in Dechot is Nemon. Neged Cheskasisa, Bimokim Cheskasisa Lehati, even though it's Nabiyon. And then there is a third chicken that it was Nifshat, that he has no Nemon. So that's Nishit. That's in the case of an Dechot testifying Lehati, Neged Cheskasisa. How about an Dechot testifying? An Dechot testifying. Reisa, neged cheskaseter, when it's not the yode, so he has no remorse. However, if the baldovo, let's say, if the baldovo to whom it is negay, has credence in the idechot, so then it is also, even though the idechot testifies reisa, neged cheskaseter, and it's not the yode. So if the baldovo, if the Baldova has no credence in the Idahot, then it's muta. But if the Baldova has credence in the Idahot, so then it is also. So in Simen, Kuf Chof Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is what the Shach is referring to. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if an Idahot testifies, in something that has a cheskaset there, so we advise the baldovo to have credence. So we say here, because of Maram Udin, Bichure Simon Samachro, our Nikhovim Shoyim Sassi, which is a person Abel, we are Maro Shemotsos, Machatochu Pikeres. So, is it in the Tzrichen Amine? So, what does it mean? weil kam und sin in Kufchab Zayel, so there it's mentioned that even when a Yisrael testified, neged Cheskaseta, and it's not the Yodei. So if the Baldomo has no claims, so then he's not Oseh. He's not Oseh. But, oh, so why does the Maramid Ibrahim have to say that in the Tzrichel Amina you cannot testify, even if he is royal testifies? But the answer is this. In regard, in the case where he is royal testifies, so the Awachi is, if the Baldogo has no claims in the Idechot, he says, I know this Idechot, I don't, he's not reliable, he can say all kinds of things. So then, it is Mutarachi. But we urge the Baldogo to have claims, unless Besson himself knows that this Idechot is a big liar. I mean, and you can't pay attention to whatever he says. But if he's not known as a shachar, so then Besson has to urge the Baldogo to have claims. But if he doesn't pay attention to what we tell him, so then it's not a sabachim. Because since it's not the Yodei, and the Idecho testifies, leheter, neged, and testifies, leiser, neged cheskaseta, neged cheskaseta. But we urge the Baldogo to have claims. So the Rabbi Bloom says, that's only if the Israel testifies. Machine King Fenakum testifies. So we don't even urge the Baldogo to have claims. And you just know the Baldogo. Don't pay attention to what the Akum says. To Akum says. This is what the Rabbi Bloom says. Right. The behemoth, treifels gamboim, beivorim anitzoyim bo, alosheim leim, loikeres veleihemses ubezakeses, veyesh kinegdei, zefek vikorkeve, urimayla two stomachs. There are some apes that don't even have a zefek. Let's say a goose or a duck doesn't have a zefek. But, usually, I mean, all the apes there have not only one stomach, not only kids are the coconut, but they have a zephyr also. The Yiddish can echo a zephyr record. Or why not the Rashbuk in a zephyr record? But in a zephyr. The coconut and the Yiddish basins, two members. The meat of zephyr is a kosher. Actually, not much name taken in the zephyr. I will eat for the shalik in a kosher. The meek of the human shall of Saints kosher. Why? Because it's not chileptomy. The meek of Machatochovin, the meek of Kule, the meek of Machat, the meek of the Hemses of Isaacans. A cool kibon, Yeshley Bezerens, meek of the Belizek, Shaylachin of Mishneyem, the Kenegate. אבל ניק וזה של כנגד זה כשאירו ניק אבי שום אינשול אופסי סמי כושר וכל שכן אם לא ניק וכל שני אוהרס אף על פי שלא נישה רק מיד מהחיץ אינשול ניק אב שכושר So the Mechaba says, Nika, we shouldn't show all of Seis Meis Kosher. So the Ramos says, why? Because the Shuman Sholov is Chilev Toya. So the Melee says it. The Kolchke, needless to mention, Imle Niku Kolchne Eiris. Avot Vishal Nisharat Liat Mirachitzin. showing Nikashikosha. Of course, it goes without saying. Suppose most of the membrane is perforated, but a little bit of one membrane is intact, so then even without the shumen, blocking it, so of course it's kosher. Im nimtzo machat tochel bein lifnim, diniki di machat nimtzo bein tzibra keisis. Im machat nimtzo mu vabosom, diniki am lifnim mu vachutz, ein lio sime melchef. Ze shirshar, lo diniki avechitz mu vadi davke, diniki am vahatz mu machas chemi. Di mach mas kei zu machat trefo, di chalshinon, she monita vechon mi vol mapnimim, she nkvosom bi mashu. Im vi lo yomaki yorim alekef mach mas kei. Oy machmas, oy machmas, really? Tailing the hockey, oh, why stealing the hockey? In other words, the Mechaba says that Zeshir Shalom Benikat Vechitzel Vade Dabke Benikat Matzim Machmas Chil. So there, we don't have to Becheshish. Maybe it pierced both, and then it was pushed out, and one Nekev was healed. We don't have to Becheshish, because it originated in his sickness. Some male, if it's originated in sickness, and we only see only one neckef on one side, and the other side we don't see neckef, we don't have to conjure up all kinds of choices. But suppose we see a neckef on one side, and on the other side, and there is a macha tocho. So, di mach was kein zu macha trevo, di chashino shemo nikav echot mi yivor na pnimiin, shem kubosom bi mashu. Vi lo yomakir, im anekev mach was kein, im anekev mach was kein, im anekev mach was kein, o im mach was chili, so he's still in hockey. Why? Dibre atzmei, veil mei. Because it's his vex ring. Why? What is the Svexveike? So the Beraitiv. The Beraitiv mentions that is Svexveike. Shemon Nikav al Dichayuri. And assuming that it's not al Dichayuri, that it's al Dichayuri, it's al Dimachat, Shemon Nikav echot mi Yvorim apnimi. But the question is, it's not Svexveike al Misapir. It all depends. How you start, from which end you start. If you start from when you start from one end, so you say, one suffix is, maybe nikav al dechayri. Im timtzaleima, loy nikav al dechayri. Al dimachat, maybe it's loy nikav mi vorm apnimi. It didn't pierce through the internal organs, meivaleima. So then it's svexveike. But suppose you start from the other end, and you say, Shemoloi nikav echot miyvor matnim. Then, im tinsoleima nikav echot miyvor matnim, maybe it's nikav al dechayri. Once you assume that it's nikav echot miyvor matnim, echot nikav echot miyvor matnim, so maybe it's chayri. So it doesn't matter, chayri or not chayri. So it's svexveike, but it's svexveike shirim is up. Still the mechaber paskins, between hokir. So what is it book? The Mechaber Shiti is, Mechaber and Ramo Shiti is, the Ramo agrees with this thing. So the Mechaber and Ramo Shiti is that the Svexveike is effective even if it's not Misap. So the Taz is Chelikalet. So the Taz is Chelikalet. We don't have to go over the whole Taz, but this is the reason as to why the Taz is Chelik and this din of the Mechaber and Ramo. Because the Taz Shiti is, the Taz and the Shach are both Chelik and Ramo, because they hold that it has to be a Svexveike Amisapir. I mean, we seem confused, so there is a very long discussion by the Shach, but that is the Shach's Achroi, that in order the Svexveike should be effective, it has to be Misapir. The Prichodosh agrees with the Psak of the Mechaber and the Ramo. Prichodosh here and the Simen. Why? Because the Prichodosh holds that a Svexveike is effective even if it's not Misapir. So anyway, so here we have the Taz and the Shach, Achilik and the Psak of the Mechaber and Ramo, because the din of the Mechaber is based upon Svexveike, but the Svexveike is not Misapir. So according to Mechaber and Ramo here, so a Svexveike, even if it's not Misapir, it's still a good Svexveike. To go in Yetzi me'atur kevot, Sheila, that's a Gemara, we learned it. The Lacha Shchita falls. So the Mele, even though we find you coming, it's still Sheila, because we assume that it all happened Lacha Shchita. Now, Simenun. Kolil Ani Kumi, Im Yeish Bameli Slaves. Moi bitavach hoi bizeiv she not lon is stealing bad. That we learn in the Gemara. Tav that we attributed to Yod and Itav. Vi men domo mislis bei usveiki nikav mechayim lab nekri nekevet slay. That's Makov. We are not. We don't have the expertise to make a coffee, but we need the Gemara so we can make a coffee. Umidamin zelizek, parishes liyo. Vafilu imidamin, imimashmi shebiyodayim binekev. Hasofi ki mashmishenu gam binekev sheisa lid meisim bay. Im day milachar amishmish ksheyo. Umi upirish haben yene shimidani nele bikeres umidati. Avalo bikobei because the Gemara says makifin lid meinayim. So the question is, what does meinayim include? So, Rabbi Yehine shita is that Rabbi Yehine implies in Noah's code, in our interpretation, to Meinayim. He says, when the Gemara says Makifin Meinayim, so then it has left, it includes only Keres and Daki. Avalu Kobeit, Vilei, Vutchu, Vikogra. Ubalito, he applies a broad scope, a broad interpretation, that when the Gemara uses the Losh, Makifin Meinayim, so the expression Meinayim, he has a broad scope. And it includes even Kovid and Rave and Tchul and Kokova. Ubalito Kosav Shindam and Mechay. Vadim Lobi Kosav Kiswara Sami Yaine. That it has a narrow skull. In other words, that a coffee can be made only in Keres and Daki. Called by Yonke Rav Yaine. Kolei Vashon Marnui Boy. In Nikav Vimashu Treifo Hoadim Namei Nital Chutz Mitchul Kidbarish Nevoir. Vichol Sheom Rubei. So, if a certain Eiver, the Aloha is, that if me Nekev Imashu Yisraife, so it's needless to mention that if the whole Eiver was removed, that is, it's certainly Treife. But there is one exception. That is true, the spleen, Bimokei Mo'ov. So then the Aloha is, if the whole spleen is cut out, so then it's Ksheo. But if there is a Nekev in the Tzadahov, of the spleen, then it's right. So that's an exception. But the general rule is that if the halacha declares that a nekev in a certain eiver is matri the behemoth, so certainly if the whole eiver is removed, in other words, a nekev in the leiv is fine. So mele, it's needless to mention that if the whole heart is removed, it's also fine. And not the mele, that we see. It doesn't constitute that. If it is, even a nekev in the heart is matri. A nekev in the lung is matri. If the whole lung is removed, so it's certainly matri. But there is one exception. V'chol shom rubeim choser treife, kol shkinim nechtach v'nital. If the halacha declares that the lung is missing, born with a certain eiver missing, so Israife Koshki, if it was born with Eiver, and then it was taken out, it was cut out, so it's certainly Treifa. Koshki Yachtavik. Avo, but we have in Machlekes, between the Rambam and the Rashbo, and the Rambam Shitei, sounds very strange. But, that's the Rambam Shitei. Avo Koshom, Rubei Nital Treifa, because of the Rambam, שאין נברייס חסיירס איסאי ועקשאירו והרשבו כוסף שכם בוזה נאמת ריפו. The Rambam Shittin is that where the Gemara declares a certain Eiver, that if it's nital it's treife, so only if it was born with that Eiver, but then it was cut out, so then it's treife. But suppose it wasn't even born with that Eiver, so then it's not Treife. And Rashbo says, no, doesn't make any difference. Rashbo causes Shabbazinam a Treife. Now, so what kind of a big chiddush do we have emanating from Shizaramba? Nital HaKomet, with the style because eyes. So he passed, even if Imashi remains as long as he does not have Kazayas, he said. But according to one time, as long as Imashi remains, his chair. But suppose the whole liver is cut out, the whole liver. So then, according to all time, he's straight. How about the behemoth that is born without a liver? Without a liver. So according to the Rambam, it's chair. It's a very strange thing. But that's the Shittas Rambam. And the Rashbo, Kosav, Shegambozen Ametri. Now, we learned several times in the previous simony that if a behemoth has two livers, so they restrain him because Kol Yasa cannot learn. Kol Yasa cannot learn. But according to the Rambam, if a behemoth has two livers, it will not be traded. It will not be traded. Because Kol Yasa cannot learn it. And all Hashem complains it out, I mean, it's Mishtava like that. We cannot say that Kol Yesa cannot Dome, that it means, certainly not according to the Rambam, that Kol Yesa has the same status as if it had been born with the Teiver, and the Teiver had been cut out. So if we say Kol Yesa cannot Dome, it means that if a behemoth has an additional Teiver, an extra Teiver, so then it's considered as if the Eiver had been missing, congenital. But according to the Rambam, suppose if the liver would be missing congenital, if it would be born without a liver, it would be Ksheiro. So maybe if it has two extra livers, it couldn't be any more Treifo than a behemoth that is born without a liver altogether. Unless you'll say that Alochev Kol Yesa cannot Udame implies that the behemoth was born with an Eiver and with one Eiver and it was called out afterwards. That Halacha doesn't say, even though the Lashon is Kol Yesa cannot Dome. But what it means is Kol Yesa Chechosav, not Kinoto, as if it had been born with that one normal Eiver and then after the birth it was called out. So Kol Yesa cannot Dome, even though the expression is Kol Yesa cannot Dome, but what it means is Kol Yesa Chechosav. Kol Yesa Chechosav. So Mimele, if a baby has an extra lung, let's say there are two lungs, the right lung and the left lung, suppose there would be three lungs, so then it doesn't make any difference whether a behemoth was born with two lungs and one lung was cut out, the right lung was cut out, the left lung was cut out, so it's like a behemoth was born just with the right lung or with the left lung and not with the other. It's crazy. So maybe we can say Kol Yesa cannot Dome. But what really means is Kol Yesa Kechosa Dome. So, but in the case where the Teiver, when it's born that way, with the Chisoron of that Teiver, so with that Teiver missing, is not Teiver, so we cannot apply the Aloha of Kol Yesa cannot Dome. So in other words, that was mentioned, we learned in the previous morning, that if a behemoth is born with two livers, it's Teiver, that's not according to the Shittas Rambam. והרשב"א כותב שגם בזה נמי קריב. אורייט, סימנו. כל אלו הניקובים יש ברמל איסריס מביטה באחורי בזייב שלא פלונטלם בהם, ומנדוב על איסריס בייליסופי כניק המחיים ולאב, נקפי נקב אצלי מודם מזה לזה, ואפילו אם דין, אם משם שבידיים בנקב הסופיק, ימש מישהו גם בנקב שאיסטר ומייסי, בו אם דין ממה חמיש משקשירו, ונדענו עם הלו בקרס ודקים, אבל לא ידולי פותחו ביקור כמו, ואין לי עושים אל המלבור, כיצד נהגי, כל מוקים שנכים עם ניסלי שנס לך השחיתה, אף על פי שטריפה שיש לו דיקה, אם לא יבדקו או שנכים לו לבדק, הרי הוא כסוף את טריפה ואיס ונעיסו, ולא אמרי לו נשחתו איתו, אלא בדובה של מוחלימה שנעשה הורי יצא, לאח השחיתה, ויוצא מחזקו סמכי. כל איבה שאומרנו, שניקה במשהו טריפה ביקח, שמיקה ממשהו טריפו, כך הניטו כולי טריפו. בין שנברא בחמי או ביד, בין שנברא חוסר. וחמי נברא בשני יבורים, נעשה איבא פריפו, שכבר יסק אינו תור חושב. חוץ מתחור שנברא כושר, וניקל בסומכי, נסיק פור שנברא. וכל שאמרנו בי, אם נברא חוסר, אם נברא חוסר פריפו, קושקין נברא יד. וכל שאמרנו בי, אם נברא פריפו, הוא עדיר נברא חוסר. ויש מכשירים בזה. זה זה שיטת הרמב"ם. ובהפסת מרובה יש ניסמך המכשיר. So the Ramo is so ancient. And that we find several times. On one hand, the Ramo is machmir. And on the other hand, in Hilchas Treifes, we find it more than any other halacha. That the Ramo is making behefset merube in cases, usually, when the Ramo says, when the Ramo says, behefset merube, so it's mute, ashloim behefset merube, it's osea. So usually, there are chlal. Well, this is an exception, there are other exceptions. But there are chlal, generally speaking, when the Ramo says that it's osea ashloim behefset merube, and bimokim behefset merube, it's mutter, so it's a case where Roba Poskim hold that it's mutter. But there is a mute Poskim or sometimes Ishikas Yochi, and the Ramo says we should be machmir. So in such a case, it can be explained on the basis of what the Shach says in Kol Yeroi, that we can, that while we can rely on Rov Poskim in every derayse, but Baal Nefesh Yachmir La'atzmo. In other words, a person who relies on the Reises, on Rav Shimson Rishayim, on Rav Poskim, is not a Baal Nefesh, is not a Baal Ruach, is not a Baal Nefesh. Of course, we cannot ask if Rav Poskim say that something is Muter, so we cannot ask her, but a Baal Nefesh is. So, Mimele, you see, sometimes it's very hard to determine when the Ramo, is accustomed to say, yea, that it's mutter bimoke hefset merube, but shalom bimoke hefset merube, so we have to be mach. So what does it mean? Does it mean that actually it is mutter? Not all the hefset merubes in the Ramo are the same. They're not mere record. Sometimes when the Ramo says that bimoke hefset merube it's mutter, but shalom bimoke hefset merube, we have to be machmir, he really means that it's muta. Because Rav Poskim Dezadeh, but because of Baal Nefesh, Yachmel Atzme, so Mimele, he tells every Jew to be a Baal Nefesh if he doesn't involve a hardship situation. But sometimes, when the Ramo says, Bimokim Hefset Merube, Bimokim Hefset Merube, so Yesh Nismeich, and it's not the case where Rav Rishayim Amatir. For example, here Rav Rishayim agree with the Rashbo, not with the Rambam. Still, the Ramo says, "Uvi Hefset Merube Yesh Nismeich Amachshir." So here, Shaloi B'Mokim Hefset Merube, it doesn't mean it's a Midaschides Baal Nefesh Yachmer Atzmei. Here it really means. That shalom b'mokim efset merube mitzad adin we have to be machmir, but b'mokim efset merube so then it can be makil, and if it is that kind of a case, so then the efset merube is implies a hardship situation. Mashenki where mitzad adin there are more pastimes that it's muter, but because of Baal Nefesh Yachmer La'atzmei, so then we have to be machmir, so then Hefset Merube doesn't necessarily involve a real hardship situation. So then even two zuzim can be Hefset Merube. I mean, the Primigodim points out that even if it's a Hefset of two zuzim, it's Hefset Merube. So it all depends why the Ramo says the boxes in Hefset Merube Yesh Nismecha Machshirim. Whether the Ramo relies Mikra Lidine on Rav Rishayim, but because of Baal Nefesh Yachmer La'atzmei, he tells us to be Machmir, so then it doesn't require a real hardship situation. But any difficulty, or it's a case where we have to be Machmir. Mitzradim. But because of an extreme hardship, so then the Ramo is made. So then two Zuzim wouldn't constitute the Hashem Rebbe. Now, I don't want to discuss. You can notice, I think, that you can notice in the washing of the Ramo when it's one kind of Hashem Rebbe and when it's in another kind of Hashem Rebbe. But I don't want to discuss it until we finish prayers. So here he says, "Uvi hefset leruben yishlis mechamachshem. Korei v'ashem ki vosei yichasreine, oi nitilosei peisei, im nismasmei is posel. V'anam sheino mpkiin, kol shenishtane maves habosa yureyese, have kinikashem." Have kinikashem. Alright. I don't know. I'll tell you, we'll leave it here. But it wouldn't be right for everyone, if somebody has a very important purpose to leave before Mincha, I can understand. But if it's not very urgent, it just wouldn't be right for any bentor to leave before Mincha, and there shouldn't even be a minyan b'tzibur for Mincha. It just wouldn't be right. So I have the alternative to give a longer shiur. But that wouldn't be right either, because maybe someone has an important purpose to leave. So, but I'm just leaving it to your discretion. And if you have an important purpose to leave, all right. But if you don't, if it's not urgent, it just isn't right to leave before Mincha, even though it's summertime. Now, so for... And I would like to remind everybody to please make every effort to come here to the minyan, so that we shouldn't have in the morning a minyan mitzvah. It's very unfair to the yeshiva if the boys don't care whether there is a minyan or a minyan meruvach or just a minyan mitzvah. So everybody should take every effort to come here to the minyan. All right, now, so for tomorrow. You go over Simen and Aleph. Now, in connection with Simen and Beis, in connection with Simen and Aleph, you don't have to go over any extra Gemores, except the last Siv. Hilito Dovo Shenekiv Neimeyel. So then, the Mishneh, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, that's the last Mishneh that deals with Treifus, Achudas Dam, and then the Gemara, after that, up to Omer Avhidins, that's the last line here. And then, that's in connection with the last Siv in Sinan Nalat. But in connection with Simen Nun Beis, so you have to go over. I don't think that we went over this. The more that the Mishneh, that from Bobom Dalit, they would say this day. And the whole Gemara after it, up to the next Mishneh. The next Mishneh we already went over. Up to the Mishneh, they would share it. So in connection, in order to understand Simen and Beis in the Tur and the Mechaber, you have to go over the whole Blad Gemara. From the Nun Bobom Dalet, they would trace his day, up to the Mishneh of the Eilut Sheres. Eilut Sheres day.
July 24th, 1981, base, Tammuz Hashanah Tafshin Manal.
Keitzi Machat, Shemikach Recholol, Habehemo, Eilish, Chayshinon, Shemonikach, Beachad Nam Kedim, Shem Kubosom Bimash. So, Machat, Recholagu, so you have to. maybe how did it come the halakha? So there are all kinds of ways. So there might be a route that the Machat followed that did not, but a sophic it is. So Hashim Shemika Bechodam came is Shenikubosam Dimashu. So in other words, so we have to anticipate, because the usual route of the Machat is with the esophagus, with the Beishet. The behemoth eats the fodder, so then might swallow together with the rest of the food. A macha, and then it goes down, and then it might pierce through its way into the halagu, so it's late. Avolan mikapachol, so only if it was found in the halagu. Avolan mikapachol, actually, kulay tokum biboso can be yara. Sure, the vitzad halagu shalamacha tlapipin shayo. ולעמדים עבד הנדקים בו מיכת לירה דרכי שיהיו לו פה מן החוץ so that's if it's קופה מובה שיהיו לו פה מן החוץ לא יהיו חילים כי בצד הרובה שקולו ביערי ירח עד סובה בכל או נותן מולימה שבו מן החוץ לפשי דרך הבאים או נשחח הבקסורי so in other words since it's the thick edge of the needle is gelapet me, so it's kshayo. It's kshayo. In other words, here, there when the Gemara says kupen ulba, so there the two shita is ulba means it's a halagu. But here, so in view of the fact that the machat is tomum bukoso in the yerach, let's say in the thigh. And the thick edge of the needle is lapping me, so in other words, if it is in the thigh, and the thick edge is here, so if it is that way, so then it could be that it pierced, it perforated one of the internal organs. But if the thick edge is the thick edge is mitzat pnim, so then it's kshayo. Why? Because we cannot say that in adakim bo v'nichnas v'yore derechidei. So because it's not likely that it should pierce its way with the thick edge. El v'til leima shebo menachutz. In other words, the behavior was rubbing against the wall. So then there was a machat, and then, so through the friction, so it was pushed in. The Vishidar Habib Mishra, we saw in the neck of the Tzadarov, the Doha, the Nichas Kolubi, Ayerach. Kotzav Aruch Adeus. The Nikivas came to machat. Yesh lei hefer al the dikim. She yibdei kol amtenis. Vimeni meitzi neke vishel. This is what Aruch Adeus says. In other words, if we make with all inspection and we don't see a naked, so then it's shale. Our Shlema Pira Shale Hetabiki. With the Sham Kenis Rabbi, the naked dak, the Efchel Amazon Biki, the Dakke came to Maha, Shem Daki. So then, by making with all inspection and not noticing any hole, so it's no riot because there might have been a very slight hole. But when you make a necker, a very slight necker, then you take out the machat, so then it's not bika. Masheinke, if there was a kone, a whole stick, a big splinter, so there, if we don't see any necker, so it's a raya, that it was incorporated, because had the necker been made by a kone, that has a very thick edge, so then we would have been able to detect. I will need to become a halitz and yeshudi. Because of a rajbo, Nurka Bakoi Tsulfanei, Vinishat Abhemo, Vinitsa Akim Stokhol Fanei, Vinit Mabemo Lecho Dibori, Nirin Hadborim Shalimika Bimokmach, Lifiho, Impokable the halitz of Bay, the Lunika Bimishole is killed. In other words, when do we say that if we find a machat in the halal agu, So then it's 3-4. If we didn't see how the Mahat got in, but suppose we see that someone pushed in a Yeke before the Shrias Adelma, he pushed in a Yeke into the side of the lane, the heart of the vein, and then we are Sheikh and Rainbow, and then when we opened up, we saw that Mahat in near the heart, in the Halalagu. So there, so since we see that the membrane of the heart is not perforated, so then we know that the Bechishish, maybe it went down through the Veshet and then into the stomach and to the intestines, and then it pierced its way through and it traveled the Halalagu. Because we saw that someone pushed in a needle in the negative, the heart of the baby. So neither I want to make a look at it. If you can talk about the Hayat Simon Nicholas Holy Shape, he lito kucho haltis. Haltis is a very, it's a poisonous thing, it's a certain kind of a poison that when the behavior eats it, the behavior eats it, it's not known exactly what it is. So when the behavior eats it, so then when it goes down, this poison, so it perforates the intestines of the behemoth. Now, that's the Gemara. Omar Shmuel, at Mechetz of the day, he read off, how to strain my day, time, the meter of my own. He perforates the intestines of the behemoth. Now, so there is a difference. The Mishnah says, Ocho samamobes, Oishim kishon rachosh, Muteres mishim treifo, Vasura mishim sakones nefoshes. So if the behemoth poison samamobes, that is samamobes poison for a human being, so then the behemoth doesn't become a treifo. But a person is not allowed to eat that behemoth, from that behemoth, what's all that behemoth? Because it might be dangerous for him. But the behemoth doesn't become, even though she ate the poison, because not every poison, let's say, perforates the internal organs of the behemoth. So something might be poisonous, and somehow it endangers the life of the human being or the behemoth who eats that poison, but it doesn't make the behemoth into a natalomus because of the chisom. In other words, not every natalomus is a trait. Only a natalomus machmas chisomi, a certain organic defect. But suppose a behemoth or a person, or suppose a behemoth is a natalomus because of a functional defect, not because of an organic chif, and because of an organic diminution, so then it's not a trefo. So the Mishnah says, "He kisho ocho samamoves v'shi kisho nochosh, if he nochosh bit the behemo, so v'shi daris v'shi trefo, v'yasura v'shi tzakonis v'poshes." Because there is no perforation of the internal organs involved. Mashinki, or Mashmuel, he lived to haltis. Haltis is that kind of a poison that not only does it endanger the life of the behemo, it perforates the intestines of the behemo. So then the behemo becomes afraid. Alright. You need to cover your heart is straight from the snake in your mind. I will offer all in your aid, Sheo. Cause of a gamba. You need to cover your heart is still in your yomi. So pick me keep, so pick me keep. With the body. So the Rambam shitting is. So that even when she eats a kochel chaltis, it's not a badai that it perforates. There is a possibility. So then according to the Rambam, there is a way to be moderate. In other words, if we shech the behemoth, and then we open it up, when we open it up, we inspect the intestines, and we don't see any recovering, so that's a raya, that this chaltis did not perforate. Sometimes it is conducive to a perforation of the intestines. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam here, but the Torah is here, the Kama Shmuel, you need to halt this prayer for our meal of Dikim, because Shmuel doesn't say, Sofik prayer. It's a strange one, so that means it's a vadai. If it's a vadai, so even if we shecht it, and we inspect, and we don't see any nekev, so then it's still treipo, because there might have been a very slight nekev that we didn't notice, and maybe it healed, I mean, maybe it's, so it's again, it's um shalom achas mako, so according to the tool, no kid effect. Alright. Now, Kate Mahat, she needed a Hala Bemo, Hashim, she needed a man, came she was on the Major Trade. If you're going for him, she needed to be able to push her. Kilay, be with his cases, the book one, the man, the Kitzat Hoods, Dafke, she needed a Mahmas Hale. Abu Mahmas, Mahat Kate is trading. Because it could, the case, well, let's say, if this is, let's say, if this is a lady, if this is a lady, and then, if this is a lady, and then there is a machat that is sticking out, outside of the lady, and toward the halagu, but it's not sticking outside towards the halal, towards the lady itself, in the lady cavity. So then we say it's rainbow, because suppose we'll find the mahat lying in the halagu, without sticking, without being impacted in any place, just lying in the halagu. So then we would also be rainbow, because of the very of the possibility that how it will come to halagu, because it dropped into the esophagus, into the stomach, the intestine, then it pierced its way through, and then it found its way in the halagu. So it has come in the hamo, when instead of lying in the halagu, so it was found impacted. Here is the halagu, here is the cavity of the heart. So, and it was found sticking, this is the needle, and it was found sticking into the halagu, in the outside membrane, towards the halagu, because of the possibility that it got here because it pierced its way out of the intestines, out of the stomach, out of the esophagus. Alright. The cook of the Nakim is a cook that the Sheik of Machos Hela or Machos Machat the case trade. We musopic in Nasa al the Hailey or it came to Machat Kosher. Machat Kosher, why? Because of the Svexley, what the Machaba said. So we learned that in Simen, that was mentioned by Machada in Simen Tes, Sivdalet, there the Rabbo doesn't say anything. But here the Rabbo himself confirms that Aloha of the Machada. Why will Simen Tes be coaching Shesh Lachshe Kai Gavne, be Nika Boyel Abosar Adacho? Now, I mentioned yesterday that the Taz in Simen Tes is Chilik and the Machada. Why? Because it's not a specific amisape. So what is the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramo? Because the Ramo confirms the sheet of the Mechaber that it does not have to be a specific amisape. In other words, that is really an Indian Tarubes in Simen Kufiyut. But we have that Machlekes, we have in Treibes. So according to Mechaber and Ramo, a specific, even though it's not misape, it is a good specific, and according to the Shach and the Taz, so it's not a good specific, it's a shach and the taz achilik and mechaber and ramo. The prichodosh agrees, because the prichodosh is that even if it's not misafir, it's still a good specific. Umiyo in nikav b'keitzen ufaneinu, v'nishkat ha'abeimu, v'nimtza ha'keitz toch ufaneinu, v'nikv ha'abeimu le'achod l'yvorek. Miro ha'dvorem shol nikav mokem achem, v'fichoch in poga b'leim ha'yitze b'leim nikav b'yvorek shel. Hodi matrafinon, davke b'keitzen machat shein dakim, v'yef shol nivdeka ha'nekev mashu. Avo, because if there is a naked mashu, so the moment it's taken out, it cannot be recognized. Mashenke, if the naked was made by something very thick, a thick stick, something like that, so then, even when you take it out, it's still noticeable. So I will call you Hayitri Koshal, because the voyage was on the mashu. If I keep the amachat, we need to the hollow. I feel it fully talking with the bosom. Can be a shiro of shiro. אפילו צד אובי של מחת כלפי פנים. הליטו דובו שנקד נמאר, כי אם קורא של חלטיס, יחייץ בטריפו, ואם הוא דובו שסופי כנקד, נקד, יסטריפו מסופי. Now, Simon Munbeis. Now, the subject is the Mishneh. The Mishneh that in Volume Dalek. So, the Mishneh says, they will take his day. We could have some issues because the Gagera is six of all the ocean of the changes in Rainfall. Nika Bakurimon, Nikwa Dakin. Now, not for the way of the Yachmeh or the Miel. In the Reiki Psoe, in my doing chair, if a lady power falls into the fire, and then we are shaking it, and he didn't die from the fire. So it remained alive, and then the sheikh had slaughtered it. And then he opened up, he saw that the intestines are overheated, scorched. I shouldn't say scorched, because scorched might say, might imply that it's already burned completely. I mean, but overheated, weakly. So, no flare of inactive mineral, and the mineral of the intestines are overheated. If you're eating soup, if it is green, mineral really means the internals, not that intestines. It's not after the intestines. So it means the internals. Vinachmo of Nemeo, in the Reiki, Ipsut, Imadum in Chev. Alright, there's the mission. Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara. That new Vom of the days, the second line. Nosloleia, Omar Abyechenen. משום רבי יסי בן ישוע שיעו ירוקוסון כי שיעו נקבוסון מה נקבוסון במשהו אב ירוקוסון במשהו so in other words if he fell into the fire and then we saw in Shinomare it became green so even though it became green במשהו so it's also green just as a nature in Mashu is Matri, so Shinu Mare, as a result of the fire dropping into the fire, so is also Matri in Mashu, after a course of the Mashu. So Rashi emphasizes, Shiyo a course of Machmaseya, it doesn't mean that if without the fire falling into the fire, so we just saw Ishinu Mare, it became green one spot, so became green. So because of that we trained only if the Ishinu Mare resulted from falling into the fire. Alright. When Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shilalei and Rabbi Shilalei, for if he could come to Kineged, so Rabbi Shimon answered, Omalei, three. If it became green, the COVID became green, opposite the Nimai near the intestines, so it's very poor. So Rabbi Yisrael, if his son inquired, really hail an Igla? In other words, why do you say that if it's any mashu for Yuriko, so then it's very poor. But even if the bulk of the liver has been taken out, it's not very poor. So Yuriko should be more humble than if the liver is cut out completely. I mean, not completely, if it's cut out completely, it is very poor. But I mean, if the bulk of the liver is cut out, it's not very poor. Why should it be very poor? When it's a Niko. Where are you, Niko? Omarote, keep me sharing, Niko, come to the end of the month.